Seven types of Catholics who will be thrown into hell. In these chaotic times amidst the storms of the world, it is more crucial than ever that we turn inward to reflect on our faith and our journey with God. The Bible and the teachings of the Church are like guiding lights that lead us to eternal life. However, not everyone who claims to be Catholic will assuredly enter the kingdom of heaven. This sobering truth is not meant to instill fear, but rather it is an urgent call for us to sincerely examine ourselves and return to the true path of righteousness. In this discourse, we will explore seven types of Catholics who are at risk of being lost to hell. Listen carefully to every word, for this message could be the difference between eternal life and eternal damnation. Let your heart be open, allow the light of truth to shine through, and together let us seek the path to salvation. 1. The wealth-worshipping Catholic. The Bible is filled with warnings about the dangers of loving money. Jesus made it clear in Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money." Yet in today's world, many Catholics relentlessly pursue material wealth, blending their faith with worldly ambitions. The Church does not condemn wealth, for all blessings come from God. However, when wealth becomes an idol, it can corrupt the soul, leading us away from sacred values. Reflect on the words in 1 Timothy 6:9-10. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. A Catholic who values wealth over their relationship with God risks eternal damnation. Wealth should be seen as a tool to serve God and others, not as the ultimate purpose of life. Examine yourself and consider whether wealth is controlling your life. We are called to use it as a means to express love and service, not as the deity of our lives. 2. The unforgiving Catholic. Forgiveness is at the heart of Christian doctrine. Jesus taught us in Matthew 6:12, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." This is not just a prayer, but a profound directive, emphasizing that forgiveness is how we reflect God's love. However, some Catholics continue to harbor grudges, cling to anger, and refuse to forgive those who have hurt them. This unforgiveness is not only a burden on the soul, but also a serious barrier to entering heaven. Jesus warned in Matthew 6:14-15, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Forgiveness is not merely an outward act, but a deep expression of the mercy God has shown to each of us. A true follower of Christ cannot close their heart to the wrongs of others. Forgiveness is the light that illuminates the path to peace and salvation, a precious gift that we are called to share and receive from God. Let your heart open wide, allowing forgiveness to become the heartbeat of your soul, guiding you closer to God and to one another. 3. The world-pleasing Catholic. James 5:4 warns, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God." Many Catholics today seem more eager to seek the approval of society than to strive to please God. They conform to societal norms and values, even when they conflict with the teachings of the Church. A Catholic who seeks validation from the world rather than from God is treading a dangerous path. Our true citizenship lies in heaven, not in this world, Philippians 3:20. We must remain steadfast in living according to God's will, even if it means standing against the prevailing trends and values of society. 4. The habitually sinful Catholic. While all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, continuing to live in sin without repentance is a grave issue. Hebrews 10:26-27 clearly warns, "If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment." Catholics who persist in their sinful ways without repentance and without genuinely trying to change are denying the power and significance of Christ's sacrifice. God's mercy calls us not to complacency in sin, but to transformation and holiness. We cannot sit idly in sin. We must strive to live as God desires. 5. The lukewarm Catholic. Revelation 3:15-16 delivers a stern warning. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Lukewarm Catholics practice their faith half-heartedly, attending Mass out of obligation rather than devotion, and their prayers lack fervor. A half-hearted faith cannot lead to salvation. We are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Matthew 22:37. To enter the kingdom of heaven, we need a fervent, dedicated faith, not indifference and coldness. God expects us to draw near to Him with not only duty, but also with our hearts, passion, and reverence. 6. The uncharitable Catholic. Jesus taught us that loving and helping others is an essential part of the Christian faith. In Matthew 25:35-40, He describes the final judgment, where the righteous are those who fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, and clothed the naked. Catholics who neglect acts of charity and mercy are neglecting Christ Himself, for He identifies with the weak and the destitute. 1 John 4:20 emphasizes, "Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar." True faith is not just words but must be demonstrated through love and service to others. A Catholic who fails to practice kindness and mercy is at risk of eternal separation from God. True love is not just in prayer and rituals, but it must manifest in our actions toward our brothers and sisters. We must remember that salvation is not just about whether we attend church, but about how we live, love, and serve, especially those who need us the most. 7. The law-hating Catholic. In Matthew 5:17-19, Jesus clearly states, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." God's laws are not arbitrary rules, but are designed for our benefit, guiding us closer to Him. When Catholics despise or disregard the teachings of the Church and God's commandments, they are rejecting the very foundation of their faith. A true Catholic must not only respect but also strive to live by God's laws. These commandments are not just rules to follow, but the path to holiness and eternal life. Jesus came not to abolish the sacred laws but to perfect them, making them the clear and truthful path to a deeper union with God. Adhering to and living by these commandments is not just a responsibility, but an honor, as they are the clear markers of the desire and effort toward holiness and eternity. In conclusion, dear brothers and sisters, these warnings are not meant to condemn, but to awaken and guide us towards a deeper, more authentic faith. The path to heaven is narrow, and few find it. Matthew 7:14. Therefore, we must regularly examine our hearts and lives to ensure that each step we take is illuminated by the light of Christ. Let us pray together, asking God for the strength to overcome all pitfalls and to live a life that truly pleases Him. May God make us worthy to enter the kingdom of heaven, not by our merit, but by the infinite grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Prayer. Heavenly Father, today we come before You with humility and deep gratitude, overflowing with appreciation for Your boundless mercy and love. We recognize that we often fall short of Your glory and are always in need of Your endless grace. Lord, help us to listen and seriously heed Your warnings so that our lives truly reflect Your will and love. Forgive us when we have placed wealth and possessions above You. Teach us to trust in Your provision and to use our resources to glorify You and serve those around us. Grant us hearts filled with forgiveness, always remembering the boundless forgiveness we have received through Your Son, Jesus Christ. May we reflect His love and grace in all our relationships. Help us to resist the temptations of worldly values. Strengthen us to stand firm in our faith, even when it means going against the currents of society. Convict us of our sins and lead us to true repentance. May we never take Your sacrifice for granted, but always strive to live a holy and blameless life. Ignite in us a fervent faith. May we seek You with all our heart, soul, and mind, and may our devotion to You be evident in all our actions. Fill us with Your love so that we may love our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to see Christ in everyone we meet and to serve them with kindness and compassion. Finally, give us a deep reverence for your laws. Help us to understand their purpose and to follow them faithfully. May your commandments guide our actions and draw us closer to you. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.